ARRL's annual online auction is an important fundraiser and a critical means of support for ARRL educational programming. Auction proceeds ensure the continuation of programs that support licensing of new hams, as well as amateur radio emergency service training and enhancements to technical and operating education for all ARRL members and the greater amateur radio community. And if you don't want to bid but still would like to contribute to the ARRL Education and Technology Fund, visit ARRL.org/donate. And for more information about the ARRL auction, contact Lisa Tardet, KB1MOI, via email. A team of 161 amateur radio operators from five Midwest states assists at the 2,000 medical personnel volunteering for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. That happened on October 13, 2024. 52,000 runners entered the event, and more than 100 countries were represented. This is the 16th year that amateur radio operators have partnered with the medical teams to help coordinate responses, arrange for medical resupplies, and provide situational awareness for the organizers. This year, a digital mobile radio, DMR, was used by the pre-finish team, a group of 25 hams who are staged with medical personnel in a line about every 200 yards on the last mile of the course. There were more than 35 newly trained ham radio operators, and all were new to the event as well. Online training events were offered, and then the new operators were paired with more experienced personnel for the event. Organizers said that amateur radio is important to the marathon, but it's just one small component of a very complex event that requires 10,000 volunteers to be successful. Amateur radio has a unique role and works alongside the many other specialty service groups required to support an event of this magnitude. We are grateful to the many hams who have shared their expertise, time, and resources over the years, said Robert Orr, volunteer lead for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. The event has shown that ham radio is very much alive and doing well. The high-frequency active oral research program, known as HARP, will be performing routine systems testing and maintenance on October 15th through the 17th, between 1700 and 2400 UTC daily. Operating frequencies will be 3.3 MHz, 5.8 MHz, and 9.6 MHz, and each frequency will be transmitted in four different directions.